Billy, you quick line?
Yes, I think it's not so much the EU IMF bailout, it's the bailout of the foreign banks in the first place. We wouldn't need an EU IMF bailout if our money wasn't going compensating the foreign bondholders. So certainly a referendum. The New Vision Group is determined to have a referendum, but the referendum is on bailing out the foreign banks.
Okay. No?
Well, you would have to tell me what the consequences of the EU bailout would be. If the referendum, you just can't have a referendum and just to say, will we negotiate it? We are negotiating the EU bailout, but what do you mean by a referendum?
What's the alternative? You ask the people a simple question. Do they want to support the foreign banks or do they want to support the people? It's a very simple question.
Nice to have a nice time.
Everybody wants to support the people, but what's in the best interest of the people is what you have to ask.
Iceland had a referendum.
The people, decided.
Sure, the people know that themselves, Noel. You know better than the people.
It should be put to the country. Okay.
Gary, I'll explain.
Or are you the sovereign?
Sir, sit down. You've made your point. The panel will answer.
I'll explain it. Democracy. A country to the west of us, called Iceland, decided, had a referendum and asked the people, were they willing to bail out the foreign bondholders and the banks? If the people rejected the bailout, that's what we need in this country, whether the people should have the chance to say, we have a right, people have a right to have a referendum in this, and I would fully support any referendum in this.
Okay, Adam? The first thing we had to fight to do actually was to get a vote in the Dáil, because there wasn't even a vote in the Dáil until we bullied the government into actually having a vote in the Dáil. I have a great degree of sympathy for what you're saying, but unfortunately, the time has passed. Maura, have you replied to the gentleman's question in regard to the referendum?
I would perish the thought if we were to make a decision as a sovereign people that we would not support the IMF bailout for the simple reason if we did not do that, the IMF would move in altogether, our sovereignty would be lost, and that is not lost. We can actually
interfere. It's already gone, thanks to Fianna Fáil.
Kate, have you?
I would be along the same lines as Billy, and I would also say that it's not a bailout. We are not being helped by this. It's the foreign bondholders that are being helped by this. This is never going to be good for us. In fact, just one particular figure, by 2015, if we concur with all of this, every child born in this state will be born with a national debt share of €51,892 if we go ahead with this. Okay, absolutely against it.
Have you any point on this, Andrew?
Unfortunately, I think that it's too late to get out of the thing. We needed the money to pay for the social welfare payments, to pay old age pensions. But I would hope to see very soon a renegotiation of the terms of the deal.
Okay. I think, unfortunately, we're probably running out of time.
Yes, I just have a very quick question for you here. Yep. When Micheál Martin was elected leader, he made two announcements, neither of which would rest easily with me, and I don't believe it rests easily with the majority of people in this room. First of all, he announced he would not, hand back his 90,000 ministerial severance pay, like the Green Party did hand back, and I'm sure the majority of people here do not believe he needed that 90,000. He announced he's going to hang on tight to it. Secondly, he announced that he would be appointing that very well-known perjurer and barrister Willie O'Dea to his bench. Now, to my knowledge, Fianna Fáil is the only party in the history of this state to have councillors and cabinet ministers in jail for criminality and corruption. The question is it essential to be corrupt, to practice May Fain, August May Fain or Warren, and to be a perjurer before you can become a Fianna Fáil TD? And I will call on Fianna Fáil ministers to respond, please.
Whether you want to reply to such a question.
I will give no dignity to that question, okay. So I will not be...
Why not? Coward! Why not?
You've made your point, sir.
Second, a very quick one for the Fianna Gael minister.
No,